Some miller suppose for some reason the transaction, the mechishim maslisim for kashidayim, not at every vienna and not at every visha, you know, it's like it is before, not like Rashi. Im kim istamayod seif. So he did know, if he did know, so the power in my power, great question. In other words, this thesis is mamesh like a regular mamshif, you know, mamshif, that's his derech, always says these kashas. Great question, David, the homo, because the has it, namek tira vikim amaisi. V'yeish leima, the shatir have yoda amakshin, time me di shema yakten rabbi. So then, to Carol in my car, please, why does he ask? Vafluchator, kidney David, the homo, ptur, vafl ben kamnos lazi, v'yachal gav le shayach, time me di shema yakten rabbi. The only so, the pomim di nischavno, v'yemu loy nischavno. לכך תירה בכל עניין נמצא שכוונוס איגר מפתור הוכנה מקרן שכוונוס לעזי כישון לפותרי ברבה שפירש that it's not because אין כוונוס לעזי כיס פותר because פומים נסחבנו אם נסחבנו but אין כוונוס לעזי אני צור מרץ איס פותר נעלו דהבה מנבד גמרס יום I'm just paraphrasing Tesis without explaining it. The Havamin of the Gemara, knew the Mishnah Yudai, that the Tam is because Shema Yaktan. But if Shema Yaktan Ten also, that means that, so then it should apply only to a Hezik of Kavanos Lazik, but a Hezik Shein Kavanos Lazik, the Odin should be Chayev. And the Aloch is that the Odin is part of all his Odin, even in his Odin, in Ezek, the Tein Kavnos Lazik. So that's because Pomin is Chavna, the Yen Olen is Chavna. So, the flu, superficially, it appears, is it Rabba? Is it Rabba? But I didn't think so. Then Rav Asher says, no, that without recourse to Pomin is Chavna, the Yen Olen is Chavna, he is also part of. Because of Shem Yekner. So you have to understand what is it. Is it the Rabbanon? Is it the Raise? It's very, very confusing. If we say the Rabbanon, then it means that on the Raise level, if a Neved Noma Amazik, the Master is Mechuyev to pay. That's a big Chiddush. Big Chiddush. Now the Mishnah Yudai mentioned.
Why is it a big Chiddush? If the Shor is Mazik, and that's his property, so what's the level?
Soon see. Why I say it's a bit finished. Now, the Mishnah Yodayim discusses an argument that took place between the Zdukim and the Purshim. So the Zdukim said to the Purshim, what you Purshim say doesn't make sense. You Purshim say, one was itayne ligabe the tume of Kisvei HaKiddush. So he says, you Purshim say, if a person touches Kisvei HaKiddush, which is Kiddush, so then his hands become tume. And if there you know any day, no? Here you have no idea, no? When did that mean for you?
Normally 1:35.
1:35.
it's 1:27 now.
Okay. But 1:35 you mean?
Yeah, 1:35.
25 is not time yet.
To move the clock.
Oh, to move the clock. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about it. I didn't forget when I got up. But now I forgot. You're right. Then another time there. One second. No, I'm not mechuyev to explain this looking. Who cares? But I could understand, I mean, but they're twisted logic. They said, what does it do with mitzvahs? What does it do with mitzvahs? So in their twisted logic, the Tzaddikim said, now, a sheir is not chayav mitzvahs. So there is no union of chinuch with a sheir. Still, he's not free of the exercise keode. That they should behave as kamo vechamo eved v'homo in the mechir of mitzvahs, so a human being and everything. So he certainly owes a responsibility to watch over them. He owes it. He's mechuyev to see that they don't do it anyway. So he's mechuyev to see that they shouldn't be mazik. So there is a even a more of a responsibility. It makes sense. So my share of the chamerish and chayv the mitzvahs. Having a chayv niskon, avdi v'amosish and chayv the mitzvahs, and then chayv niskon. Because you see, the Tzaddikim probably had thousands of times against the Poshet. And the Mishnah doesn't mention that. Why does the Mishnah mention just these? Because these happen to be arguments that make
logical.
Sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. The other arguments didn't even make sense. I didn't bother discussing with them. But these were arguments that made sense. So they said, Avdi Amosh Shem Chayu Mitzvah Sem Yidin Shem Chayu Nishkan Omolem. So the Pushim said, Loi Martin Bishir V'chameiri Shem Ben Das. So the question is it a rabbono or is it a raisa? No, if it's a rabbono, it's a chacham no misaki to protect Rodin that he shouldn't have to pay every day. So the chacham is a chacham. Tikkun Olam like Tikkun Olam. But it's not mashma, it's a rabbono. It's mashma, it's a raisa.
Why?
1 second, please. So what kind of a deraisa is it? If it's a deraisa, it can be explained in 2 ways. And that was the shaila between the Havamine and Maskon. So according to the Havamine, it was explained on the basis of the fact that since, you see, an Odom, when he's usually mazik, he's kamnos razik. A behemoth, on the contrary, ordinarily it's mazik. He doesn't have any intelligence, and it's not vicious, you know, doesn't have any anger. So Mimele, usually it's mazik, tachshen, or tishen, or derega, not called maslach. All right, sometimes it happens. That's not the usual thing, that's not a natural thing. But by Odom, either he behaves like a human being, so he's not mazik. Altogether. So Odom Shmiras Gufi Olafu. So he feels a responsibility to watch himself, that he shouldn't cause any damage, any injury to others. And if he doesn't act like a human being, if he runs berserk, so then he's mazik with kavona. Shaloi bish kavona is very rare. Is very rare. So Mele, the Havamin of the Gemara held that the pshat in Shema Yaknitenu is that there is a chiyuv of lishmerenu when it's relatively easy to watch out, to curb an animal. But when it's relatively difficult to curb an animal, then the Torah doesn't impose upon the owner a chiyuv to watch. So by behemo, it's relatively easy, because a behemo usually is not determined to be mazik. Sometimes it happens. The behemo usually is only disposed to be mazik if it's necessary to satisfy its appetites, or in the course of its natural walking. But otherwise, it's not disposed to be mazik. So it's relatively easy for an owner to curb an animal. But a human being... Please, Mr. Mankas, why do you like to interrupt? All right, please. But a human being who has intelligence, so it's relatively hard to curb it. Because when he's mazik viciously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be mazik. A human being, ordinarily, of course, there are certain vicious people who are mazik, who do all kinds of things, they kill and they rob, but with an intention. So, a human being usually is not mazik. So, in Melee, it's more difficult to curb a human being than to curb an animal. So, the pshat in Shemoyak Nitenu is that when is there a chiyuv shmira afli shmirenu, when the shmira is relatively easy, but when the shmira involves hard work and dedication, you know, like curbing a human being, going curb a human being, a criminal. So,
lock him up.
It's not so simple. He can set fire, he can do all kinds of things. You see what happens in the jails. They set fire and they run away and they kill the guards. It's relatively hard. So there is no chiyuv shmira. There is no chiyuv shmira lishmerenu when the shmira involves a very difficult task. So we got the animals when the shmira involves a relatively simple burden. There is a chiyuv shmira. But where the shmira involves a relatively difficult burden, then there is no chiyuv shmira. So mele, there is an analogy with Karen Kavanos Hazik also. Because a sheir is disposed to be mazik al dishen al diregel, and sometimes he disposed to be mazik viciously. So when a sheir is mazik viciously, so then it's analogous to the ezekim done by human being. Except by human being, it's always vicious. It's always vicious. So mimele. So this is the pshat in the Hava. So this is what Jesus said. ויש אימא דשאפי רב יודע מאק שקיים לדשם על יקטון הרב ואפילו הוכה פה קיבן דבד ועמו פטורים ואפילו בין כפנוס רזיק ואף על גב דורי שייך. Why? Because it's relatively difficult to curb an עבד ועמו ואף על גב דורי שייך טיים לדשם על יקטון הרב ואפילו הוכה פה קיבן דבד ועמו פטורים ואפילו בין כפנוס רזיק אין דיבן בואו ואף על גב דורי שייך טיים לדשם על יקטון הרב דונסו, דיפומים דנסחבנו ויימו לא נסחבנו. לקח תראה בכלל, it doesn't mean so it's like look. He means because it's if a human being couldn't be so shrewd and so intelligent, so then it could be nikya. When he is mazik bikavone, when he is mazik shloi bikavone. But a human being has another problem. With all his talents, he has another talent. He can be an actor too. That's a very dangerous talent. When somebody is an actor, when he can act out as if he does it unintentionally, but actually, a behemoth does not have an actor's talent. A behemoth, even though I understand on television they have dogs, also actors, but that's not so common. Not so common. So a behemoth does not have an actor's talent. So mele, it's relatively easy for the owner of a behemoth to separate his care over hezekim that emanate from kavanos lazik and hezekim that emanate from kavanos lazik. But in regard to human being, it's very, very difficult to distinguish when an eved v'nomo will be mazik b'kavaneh and when will be mazik shelo b'kavaneh. So many times, and most of the times, they'll be mazik b'kavaneh and they'll play an act, that they are mazik shelo b'kavaneh. So mele, everything is difficult. So curbing the hezekim shelo b'kavaneh is as difficult as curbing the hezekim b'kavaneh, and the country is more difficult. Like an animal who can't act and who can't hide his intentions. So, mele, it's relatively easy, you know, to curb the axe in the hezekim of in kavanos lazik and not to curb the axe in the hezekim of kavanos lazik. It's easy to separate. But a human being is so complicated and so ingenious and is a chochem lehora. So, mele, it's impossible to tell the Rebbe, listen, you watch out, you exercise care over your eved, that he shouldn't be mazik, that he shouldn't be mazik, shalom b'kavone. But b'kavone, you don't have to take him, because that is a difficult task. Because all he has to do is just to act out as if he's sleeping, stretch out his legs and pray to Kalim. He'll make it appear that he's sleeping, he's absorbed in his sleep. He'll be snoring and doing everything that a sleeping person does, and in fact is that he's fully awake. So how can you separate בחיוב שמירה לגבי כזיקים אוף כוונוס להזיק פעם דחיוב שמירה לגבי דזיקים אוף אין כוונוס להזיק אם נשאיר you can separate it's easy to separate he'll make sure that the shayah should get a feeding every 2 hours so then he'll know that the shayah will not be mazik al deshem because he'll always be satisfied but he will not exercise shmira over the he's eating amas lazik but a human being he's spiteful what can you do if even if the ordinary will stand on his head and try to accommodate the Eved in all ways the Eved if he wants to be spiteful find a way to be mazik to set fire and do it in such a way as if it had been that everybody will say it's an accident it's an accident so that's the pshat naravni the shabbat habi yoda amakshe Time. The Shemir Ten Rav the Flora Porch Kim David Von Opturim, Waffel Bink of Nosra Hazik, Waffel Gavle Shaykh Time, the Shemir Ten Rabbi Don Su, the Pomnis Havnu, Yemulenis Havnu, Likach Tire Becholinian, Nimso, Shekav Nosu Gerem of Tur, Hochaname Kern Shekav Nosra Hazik, Shal Peter. So in other words, it's not in the Rabbon, it's in the Rice. But according to Havamin of the Gemara, and Havamin also knew that the tamest why he's part of Eliyahu is because of Shemir Yaknetan. And he said, Raise. What is the Raise? Because since an Eved Vomo are spiteful, so Mele watching an Eved Vomo involves a very difficult and incessant burn. Incessant, without a stop. The Odin, in order to curb the Eved, he shouldn't be Mazik. He will not be able to relax even for 1 minute. Because the Eved Noma are so ingenious. How can you control them? He's not going to put them in a cage. You can't do that to a human being. So you have to give them liberty at the same time, curb them. Well, all the psychologists and psychiatrists and all the chachomim, all the sociologists and all the assemblymen and the congressmen cannot curb a human being. Because of his ingenuity. So how can you expect an ordinary oven so to curb an so it involves a relatively very difficult burden. Even though the it becomes difficult primarily because the Eved becomes spiteful, so we could say, but let him be mechuyev when the Eved does a hezek that is not spiteful? The answer is, but you can't separate the hezekim that emanate from a vicious intent from the hezekim that do not emanate from a vicious intent. Some mele, any shira involves a very difficult burden. And the Torah does not mechayev an owner, any shira, if the shira involves constant, incessant work. But so it depends. In respect to Hezekim of Kamos Lazik, and that can easily be separated from the Shmira of Hezekim, the Tink Kamos Lazik, so that doesn't really involve a heavy, incessant burden. But in Achname, Ligabi Hezekim, the terminate from the Kavon Lazik, from vicious intent, is also part of briefly, the Torah is Mechayev in Shmira when the Shmira can easily be realized, but when the Shmira can be realized only at the expense of hard and dedicated and persevering work, the Torah is not mechayev and owner so much. So ligabei kavnos lahazik, it also involves hard, persevering work. So you should also report that we could argue that way. Then the maskona of the Gemara is, no, it's not Shemir Yaknetenu is not because Pom Nishavnu V'yom V'lo Nishavnu, because I think that what Rav Ashi says, that Afilu Bein Kavnos Lahazik Taima Rabbe, is based upon a phenomenon that was discovered, you know, by modern psychiatry, but it's mentioned in the Gemara in many halachas, the union of rationalizing, you know, modern psychologists speak of rationalizing. Sometimes a person will do something, will harm the other person, will harm the child, and seemingly unintentionally, but And it was consciously unintentionally, but unconsciously it is intentional. In other words, because a certain person, let's say a certain person who has a feeling of guilt, so he'll dafke, drive recklessly, because unconsciously he wants to kill himself. As a matter of fact, when Nixon, he acted in such a strange way, everybody advised him to burn all the evidence, and he refused. Crazy. And Nixon was a very smart person. So many psychiatrists, they psychoanalyzed him, that Nixon was obsessed by pangs of conscience. He had a feeling of guilt, and he wanted to punish himself. So Melee, unconsciously, he deliberately acted in such a preposterous way, because he wanted that he should be forced to get caught. And that's many times. I mean, this is mentioned, I mean, it's late, but actually, this is mentioned in Gemara Makkos, this unconscious, in my opinion. It's late, yes. Ay, 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 ay. Gemara Makkos, a few on the base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Six lines from the top of the Amid. Rab Shimon Melokish Pesel Pesel Hai Parshas in Roche. Vashel Yitzod Avel Kinyin Al Yodei. Kashe Yim Amosh Rach Admeini Mershoi Mitzi Resha. Bamei Akos Medaber Bishnid Niodom Shehorgos HaNefesh. Echot Horad Vishayik Vechot Horad Vemezit. Lozei Neidin Lozei Neidin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin Al Yipundi Kechot. זה שרואה על במזית יישיב תחס הסולם, וזה שרואה על בשגק ירד בסולם ונופל עליו והורגי. זה שרואה על במזית נהג, וזה שרואה על בשגק גרד. So in other words, מרשון יצר רשע, שני בני אדם. So let's say רובן ושימן. רובן killed a person בשגק. He's five goals. But I'm worried. And שימן killed a human being במזית. But Anoid, what does the Rebbeinu Shlomo do? They said the Hashgacha manipulates. And the Hashgacha manipulates usually through the framework of nature. Usually, I mean sometimes, the Hashgacha operates beyond the framework of nature. But usually, day after day, night after night, the Hashgacha operates within the framework of nature. And those people do not believe because they don't want to believe. But if they would really analyze the situation, they would have to believe. So usually the Hashgacha Pratis manipulates to operate within the framework of nature. So Shnei Bnei Adam, Shehorga Nefesh, Echot Horad B'Sheyeg, Echot Horad B'Mezid, Lozein Eidim, Lozein Eidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin Al Yipundik, Echot, Zeh Shehorga B'Mezid, Yei Shiftach HaSasulam. Is it, did he act like a prudent person? After all, every human being is smart. Nixon is certainly a smart person. Why did he act in such a stupid way? Everybody urged him. Destroy the evidence. No, he refused the evidence. He wasn't consciously pursuing his own destruction, but unconsciously he was bothered by pangs of conscience. So the Hashgacha operated through the medium of the unconscious. But it's Hashgacha Pratis. Why is it operated that way, Ligabe Nixon, not Ligabe Reagan? Because that was the Hashgacha Pratis. So he says, Zeh Shehorag B'Mezid, he's Chayav Mise. He decides to do a reckless act, acting in a crazy way, to see Tachas Asulo. It's crazy. Sometimes lads, you know, they start driving in a crazy way. Unconsciously, they want to get killed. This is what Freud said. This is what modern psychiatry says. And that comes from, I discussed it in the Torah Mara lecture. So, I mean, and this is the Pshat in the Gemara. So, the one who is Chayav Mise, the Hashgacha Pratis manipulates, that he should decide, all of a sudden, out of the blue sky, to sit down under the sulam, a leopard in the sulam. It's crazy. He's not crazy, but the Hashgacha Pratis manipulates that he should be obsessed by pangs of conscience in his unconscious. So Mele unconsciously he plans suicide. Not consciously. He will not have a din of Mavet Vodas because of the unconscious. Mavet Vodas is when he does it with the conscious, not with the unconscious. But he wants to punish himself. So he decides to sit tachas asuram. Zeh shorag meizit yeishich tachas asuram. Zeh shorag b'sheige. He also feels guilty. So unconsciously he plans his own penalty too. All of a sudden, he decides, such a strange phenomenon, to go down the sewer. Didn't even have to go down the sewer. You know, sometimes it happens. People do things that are strange, that are not even expected. Why is it so? Why is it so? It's because the Hashgoche Pratis manipulates. So the Hashgoche Pratis usually operates within the framework of nature. So Zeh, Shehar, the Mezit Ne'arag, so that's the pshat. That's the pshat in Rav Ashi. The Rav Ashi period that through being tavnos lahazik, ike time Rav. So in the Havamine, because he played an act, according to Maskona, not because he played an act, but even the in tavnos lahazik, when the Behame does something in tavnos lahazik, it's not because of pangs of conscience. Pangs of conscience, no behemoth has pangs of conscience. Even the modern psychiatrist wouldn't say that the behemoth wants to punish herself. Only the mandul wants to punish himself. So that's the pshat of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi period that through being kavanos elahazik, ike kain rabbi. But not because kavanos elahazik, in other words, what it means, according to the Hava Mine, so the time of Shem Yaknetanu is that it involves a relatively hard test. According to Maskone, not that it involves a relatively hard test. It's impossible to have. Easy or hard, even if he stands on his head and he's not Messiah Das 1 minute from the Eved Le'omor, the Eved will be able to be Mazik, consciously, unconsciously. But we'll be able to be Mazik because Shem Yaknetanu. So there are two kinds of Shem Yaknetanu. Sometimes Shem Yaknetanu is angry at the master, so consciously wants to hurt him, and sometimes that we see constantly, one is angry at his mother, at his father, and unconsciously he plans the death of the Amin. We read it in the newspapers, don't even know, you see, they plan it unconsciously. So that's part and parcel of Shema Yaknetanu. So in other words, according to the Havim of the Gemara, Shema Yaknetanu means that there is no chiv shmire when the shmire involves a relatively difficult task. According to Maskana, no. There is a chiv shmire even when it involves a difficult task. So really, there is no reason in the world as to why Kavanos Lahazik should be potter. It's more difficult, so it's more difficult. So what? But it's possible to exercise care over a shame. But a human being, it's impossible to watch. Not trying to say the Torah should require the master to watch when it's impossible for him to watch. That's only shayach by a human being, but by Sherev Chamir, it's not impossible. It's hard. Okay, so it's hard. But by a human being, it's impossible. Even if he will not be Messiah Das from him, he can unconsciously plan setting fire to the village. And the Eved Le'omor himself will think he did a terrible thing innocently. He will not know. This is the pshat in Shem Yaknetanu. Lo yirei hakeren shekavanos lahazik ki ha'shem shekavanos lahazik. Lo yirei ha'shem sheishanu lezeikei ki ha'keren shenu lezeikei. Zeregel ma yishayarei ki sheizik chava mazik lasuyarei. Tulisnu behedye elomarov. Tonishir Ragway Mavlishin. Prokama Luri are those Zikemot, Chirashen, Shin Zikemot. Some male, the cooler of Ragel is unlike the cooler of Shen, that means in a certain respect. Ragel is more homo than Shen. Because why some male the Torah mentioned Ragel is Chayev? I couldn't learn how the Shen is Chayev. Because I could say Regal has a chumre, has a kimotsu. So in other words, the owner is more negligent. He knows this is something that is very, very frequent. Has a kimotsu means more than atmishune. Shen is not Nishan either, but it's natural. But in natural things, those are also degrees. Regal is more frequent than Shen. So Mele, the owner, is more negligent. So that's why it's high. But Shen is only Motsu if the Behemoth is very hungry. But if the Behemoth is not hungry, they're not. Some Mele is not so negligent. So I couldn't learn out from Regal. But you can argue that way too. So the Torah had mentioned Shen, I couldn't learn out Regal. So this points out it's not the Kishizik Hagamazik of the first Mishneh that is the Hizik Hagamazik of the second Mishneh. In other words, Karen, he doesn't want to spell out explicitly because Karen is unlike all the other Oves. All the other Oves, so they are more than Tchalosa. Masha'in King Karen, only as a result of Harode, habituation process, it becomes Mued. So that the Mishnah didn't want to mention it together with the others. Ushmuel, my time in Lamak Rav. Why does Shmuel reject Rav's Shite, that Mave is over? Omaloch, is Alkadaita Chodom, Hokotone say that's at the end of the perk. Shiramuet, Pishamazik, Bishusanizek, Viodom. That's the Seife is really. Sefer is safe. Daf et ezvol on the base. Chamisha tamim ve chamisha ma'adim. Habeimu in meredes lo ligach lo ligay ve lo lishach lo rivay to lo rivay. Hashem meredes lach asaro lo aregu meredes jibur alucho. Kishamu ev shamar shem nuzek yodo. So it's mentioned in this mission. Omar achis at el chodom otan sefer shamu shamar shani divodo. Why can't it mention in the Reish too? Biniske momen kamayre, biniske gufeloi kamayre. In the Reish, the Mishnah, the Reish, he only enumerates niske momen, not niske gufel, not automatic. Virav name or katone odom be safe. So why does Rav say that in the Reish is also Odom, so already mentioned? There the Mishnah mentions Sodom for a special reason, to tell us that he is a Mu'ed at the very outset, the first time. But here, the Mishnah mentions it in order to tell us that he is Avamazik. Umay Le'are, according to Rav, what's the Le'are? Le'are Asher Keramav, Le'aramav Ke'arashir. That means that if the Torah had mentioned Sheir, I couldn't learn out Mazik. Because Sheir, now according to Rav, Sheir includes all the three Mazik. Keren, Shen, Regal, and Mave is Odom. So if the Torah had mentioned Sheir, I couldn't learn out Odom. Because Sheir has a certain Chumre. The Torah doesn't have, the Torah had mentioned Mave, Odom, I couldn't learn out Sheir. Because Odom has a certain Chumre. If a shea kills a human being, a shea mu'ed kills a human being, then the owner pays the keifer. Keifer to the yorshim of the nerek. So if the Torah had mentioned that shea Yisrael couldn't learn out Odom, because shea is a chumre that he has to pay keifer. Mashenkin Odom, if a human being kills a human being, there's a chiv mise, but there is no chiv. Keith, all of the loyal order. So, Sheir is more humble. Below the Odom Shahi, the Torah mentioned Odom Yisrael, I couldn't learn out Sheir, because I could say Odom Eresh is Nechumre, because he's Chayra Bodvorim. Chayra Bodvorim, Chayra Sheir, Sheim Beyad Bodvorim, Al Hashem Shebehen, Shedar Kol Hazik, Vichy Sheir Dar Kol Hazik, Vimuit, Umuit Dar Kol Hazik, Kindai Yechanami, Kindai Yedur, Herdon Lasseteva. Adam Dagel Hazek, Biosh, in other words, a human being who acts like a human being, not like a brute, is not Dagel Hazek. Those people who are Mazik, so they're not acting like human beings. So this is what my uncle said. That's why the Mishnah does not designate Adam as Adam, because he's a Mazik, what kind of an Adam is he? But he's a potential Adam, he can do tshuva. In Tivoy Boy, but if not for the potential of doing tshuva, he wouldn't even be an Adam. He would be mufk of the Shemadam, if not for tshuva. So any Mazik or Chayvul would be mufk el gamra of the Shemadam, only because of tshuva. Umuy dak lazik dayi tuch, odum dak lazik yoshin, yoshin dak lazik, kim di kai ru poshi tuch, ushmiroson alecho. So shmiroson alecho, there has a connotation that somebody else has to watch something other than himself. So the gabe imamina mazik, you understand, the owner, or the one who made the mazik, the bey or the eish, so he is mechuyev. But Adam, so it's not, the shmira is not upon somebody else, but upon the person himself. Adam, shmira is gufa, for tamecha, or the tonne carne, above the sneezikin, but the mecha man. Adam, shmira is gufa, or the fool. Elo, ki domle, or a will, it tonne tonne, or the shmira is gufa, or the fool. Even though it says shmira is malecha, but it's least not in katone. Legabin is kimomen, shmira is malecha means the rechiv shmira is incumbent upon the owner. The one who is in charge of the mazik, and the gabi odom the chiv shmira is incumbent upon the mazik himself. Hachaname odom shmiras gufei olov. Now let's see the Rashi. For kama hadu to mazik in the Rashi kama avo kama regazi kimotzoi, so it's more humble than shen. So the Torah at men should really couldn't learn now which in your class is shemenei regal obeyer shemenei shmer mishlosom lishalim lishalim for rachman talmo et elmigiche she amal yishus anizek. So according to Rav Tarv even a tam is chayev in the lishalim she nichlan yishus anizek nga gashom mishcheirei rafo gavit tam lishalim lishalim ishtom in Rav Tarv gam lakam mishun ikyam yishus anizek lishalim lishalim nishkom meini min zok yom emazik maya reishe. So the Mishnah, the Sefer, but the modern Dosik, and Hamishan, Kosovo Basel, Umayla Arit, and Mastis, and Ashek, and Mabe, the Rabbi Mabe's Odom, Shemayation of our Hotom, Umayis, Michal and Kayfair, you carry cause of Shale, as Yodom Minei, the Odom, because Shale is more Homot than Odom, the Balashea. Who killed a human being has to pay kefir, and Adam who killed a human being does not have to pay kefir. Don't show chaver neizid ne'ag b'shege kiz geilem shalom kefir. And the Gemara learns out on Pesik olav le'al Adam. Adam achiv l'chaver chayav b'advorim tzari b'shev v'shobeishes aval nezek l'kachoshiv. Because why does it say b'advorim? It's chamish advorim. The answer is nezek is coming to all. But the Gemara mentions something that is peculiar to Adam. There's the Arab word. The Adam shows have a maze, it's not be shaking. Adam has a very very sad person to be used. I will never be a hush of Shannon, as a Kashalim. I will not have a volume in a high must be sure to see my regular days. How do we know that the Shay, the owner, is not high about volume? That means that he can even move by me, say, he's by me, say, by me, say. Because at the very outset it's not our classic, only according to Rav we can ask, because according to Rav Sheir includes three mazikim, Sheir and Regal and Karen at the very outset is not a mood, but according to Shmuel it is reference to Regal, and Regal is a very outset mood. That's the second Mishnah of Tess. That's the days. כל שחת בשמירוסי ישעת יש ניסקי, ישעת ניסקי, חת ושם ניסקי, כי אשכה ניסקי נכון שם מילה, נכון שם של בני גריס, נכון שם יכול ונכון מוקים, חולים שלם יחדס, ומה זה יושב מי למד, כי זה התחלה מה זה יושב שם את מזורת. So it is this, כי שהיא זה התחלה לא, חלה מה זה, the second mission, that is marbe, that is marbe care. בימך שלו במהודים, so the mission in the safer of the period, חמישתם וחמישים מהודים, there it mentions, Odom, only to mention and to advise us that the Yimud and Chalosi, but the Kavone Deo is not to tell us that Erem Zamaz. Yishmul Svira Lai Lahav Rashmin and Bisei Fekin Rashmin and Shemchid Rishdim Bereishe Avol Shem Berego. So the question is, so Shem Berego, same thing, Avol Shem Berego, Afaka Tonal Bereishe Tonal Bisei Fekin Bimud Mishmchid Rishdim Forash Hashem Melis Rechos Rolo Vareg Mori Shabu Lech Lucha Vikeram Amitana Afaka Tonal Bereishe Gizach Amazik La Sika. What did he say about Afaka Tonal Bereishe Gizach Amazik? But it's not a Reishe, it is just said before Haine loy haine kishizik kame, ele midach kishizik mabalo. The answer is, it's on a relative scale, it's also reishi. Cases in the previous cases says, loy haine kishizik kame, it's not the first reishi, the first mission. Davvei zomad alek, but it's davtes, is davtes omad, omad veiz. Masheinkin here, where is the mishne chamisha tamim? Bechalanisha modin, that is daftes vov on the base. So that's what he just means. Aval gav, ushmi tzul av, ushmi vesev, kim lashmin shul chidus tem bereish, av shim ragav tom bereish, tom vesev, amudin lach, mishum chidu im frashem eres lach solo, vareg mele shabir lucho, vikeran ame tone, aval gav yitone bereish, in daftes on the base. Kishizik haramazik, so he calls it reishe, relative to the mishne daftes vav. So the mishne daftes is reishe, relative to the mishne daftes, so the mishne daftes is reishe. But here, v'hagatun bereishe means on a relative scale, relative to the mishne daftes vav. Kishizik haramazik, v'al shei keren, mikol mokim ton b'seif, v'mishim ton gam shetamim, shimachot agam ramal ma'adim, m'intena amal choshifei shubeya gam na'ad, monesh. He mentions all the ma'adim mitzvosom, let him mention Eishi Be'er too, so there will be more than Chamish, there will be Shiva. V'yishlima de'egle choshi v'lo ba'lechayim, avol be'eish kach li'pam rishenok li'pam gimudalet. In other words, he mentions where it's possible to conceive. Mud, yes, mud t'chlosso, not mud t'chlosso. So a living, an animal is shy to say, but an inanimate thing, what is shy to say mud t'chlosso? There's not shy to say habit by an inanimate thing. Now, this takes us, it's complicated. Chirodom shil mishalim es ha-keifea, some meile, if the Torah mentioned that there is a chiyu for sheir, I couldn't learn out of them, because sheir is a chumre vis-a-vis odom. What's the chumre of sheir vis-a-vis odom? The sheir, the balasheir, pays keifea, if the sheir kills a human being. Mashenkin, if a human being kills a human being, so the human being who killed the human being does not have to pay keifa to the yorshim of the victim. So that means that the fact that the balasheir is chayv keifa is a chumre vis-a-vis odom who doesn't pay keifa. But there is kashi zik shorivor, my chumre vizu, haydi mishamus ha-keifa, mishuv kom min the rabbi minei. The reason is to why he doesn't pay keifa, because one, he gets a more stringent einish, he gets nise. So it doesn't, that's not considered a chumre. So it's not, so sheya, the fact that sheya pays keifa, and Odom doesn't pay keifa, is not considered a chumre, because why doesn't an Odom pay keifa? Because he gets a more stringent einish. So on the contrary, it's a kula, not a chumre. If the Allah had been of Kondramni applies only to case, or if Amish gets me said, then it wouldn't be a chumre, because he gets a strict Einish. So the not paying kefir is a chumre, because he is higher with stricter English, and he cannot get a more lenient English. But since the halach is, even when he does b'sheik, well, he doesn't get a stricter English. of Kefa. So why isn't there a Chiyuv of Kefa by Herig Zodom, Odom Herig Zodom, because of his special Zosakos of all of La Odom? So Melo Yitzikov, if the Ptur had been because of Kom Deramnei, so that means not a Ptur. His Chayav is a more serious English. So Melo he cannot get a more lenient English. So it's not a Ptur. So the fact, the chair does pay Gefer is a contrary, is not a Chumre, it's a Kure. Because Odom gets a bigger English. But here, it's not because of Kom Rabbe. Why isn't it because of Kom Rabbe? That way has to be explained. Now there is Yagoyes Rabbi Kveiga. Rabbi Kveiga says, Dilaf Kodor Odom, Ayim Bisifirein, Rabin Liol, Rabin Leza, meets Simon Rezai. Rabbi Simon Rezai. What does he say in Simon Rezai? So Rabbi Leza, Sifirein, was the Talmud of Rabbi Netam. Amlezer meets, he says that the reason as to why we have to resort to special posik on all of the order. In other words, that if a human being kills a human being, he doesn't have to kefa to the Yorshim. What is kefa? Kefa is the domain, the denar of the victim was worth as an etnine. Suppose you had to sell him as an etnine. So you would pay so much and so much, let's say $50,000 as an etnine. So Mimele, that's the Chi of Kefa. It's a machlek, it's annoying, but we pass on like Rabon, that Benizek Shamin. So that's Kefa. So the Reim says that the Reim also has the Kash. Why does the Gemara have to resort to a special Zerosakos? All of the Alodom to advise us that if a human being kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay Kefa to the ocean of the victim, he should be potter of Kefa because of the general loch of Kom Rabbe. And even if he did it, Bisheyeg, so still, Mitzaton the Cheske is Din. So Yerim says, now there is a Gemore in Bov Kame and in Bov Mitzie, which says, it's not according to all Gosois, but according to Mois Gosois, that whenever the one is potter of Mummy because of Kom Rabbe, let's say Zorak Chetz Nitzchilas Dalet, Rishayv Dalet, Vikoras Roim Balachos. So the Chiyuv Momei takes place at the same time as the Maisa Avera for which became a Chiyuv Misi, Vishayz Riki, and Koras Roim Balachos for Mazik. So it's proper. It's considered Vasachas because Akira Tzerach Anoche, so it's considered Bidne Vasachas. Vasachas. So from the Gemara in Akenis, from the Gemara in Asikas Apelim, it's mashma that Kom Rabbe is only a Ptura bin Yodom, but bin Yishamayim is Mechuyif. Yishamayim doesn't mean he gets an enemy of Yishamayim. Of course he gets an enemy of Yishamayim. Bin Yishamayim means it's a real Chiyuf. It tofas loy mafkinum ne. In other words, Ruvein throws a chetz on Shabbos. And on the way, in the course of the Dalet Ames, the Chetz traverses, so it tears silken godim of Shimon. So he doesn't have to pay to Shimon. He doesn't have to say Shimon, it means be the other. Bezdin cannot live in attachment on Ruvis and Chos because he gets more serious English. Easy. But, you know, but Bishamayim Mechuyev to pay. And let's say, and if Shimon will grab it, so it's a real Chiyuv. Bishamayim doesn't mean just an Aveya. Bishamayim means a real Chiyuv of Bishamayim. A real Chiyuv of Bishamayim. The Miri in Akenis, in Burkame says, Hero Chachmei Adiris. And Chachmei Adiris is assumed to be the Ramban. The Miri doesn't mention names, the Miri. So everybody has a certain description. The Rambam is the Ramchabrim, and the Raivet is the Ramasidim, and the Ramagim, the Rif is the Ramposkim, Rashi is the Rabbonim, the Ramforshim, and then the Ramban is the Rabbonim, meaning so on, he has names. So here he mentions the name of the Chachna Derei, so it says also the Ramban, that whenever there's a Chiyuv Dei Shamayim, if the person doesn't pay, so then he's Pasleis. So it's a real Chiyuv, it's not just mitzvahs in order to be, not to be Nenesh Dei Shamayim, but it's Mamash Chiyuv, except Bezdin doesn't enforce. Bezdin doesn't, is not here at the Sechna Hosam. So, now let's see the Gemara more time. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 Gemara is a final base, but we have to look at the Mishnah the final with Aleph. The Mishnah says the final with Aleph. Gonaf al Pishnaim, Vitorach Mach al Pi, Oy al Pishnaim Achirim, Shalom Tashma Bola Hamish. Gonaf Mach al Pishabbos. Gonaf Mach al Avizore, Gonaf Vitorach Mach al Kippurim. Gonaf Mishalovi, Vitorach Mach al Akinei Soviv, Gonaf Vitorach Kachiv, Mishalim Tashkun Abba Vachamisha. So Gonaf Vitorach Bim Akipurim, Mishal Abba Vachamisha. But Gonaf Vitorach Vishabes is part of Abba Vachamisha. Come the Rabbi, Chiv Mis. But Gonaf Mocha Vishabes, Mechire is only Ose Shvus, so is Chayt Alei. So the Mishnah says, only Gona Vitova Bishabes is part of the Alei, because come the Rabbi, it's Chayt Mis. But Gona Fumocha Bishabes, it only involves the Shvus, not in Rocha the Reise, no Chayt Mise, so is Chayt Alei, there's no Kom Sheva Vase, was a sick Sheva Vase. So it's a Mekachtos. So then Levi will say to Reuven, listen, you sold me a sick Sheva Vase. Is an eight alarm of the Sheva. So it's a Mekachtos. Some Mele, it's new and void. If it's new and void, so I want the Tainos back, but he ate up the Tainos. So he'll have to return the money. Let's say the Tainos was worth $10, the Tainos, that he plucked out and he ate up. If for some reason the transaction is invalidated, then the Likeach is entitled to a refund of the money. So he'll call him to it in Torah, and he'll ask him to refund the $10, so then he'll say, I don't have to pay you the $10, because I, at the time when I became responsible for the money, so at that time I was mechuyev mises, so kom lem derabne. In other words, there is a din of kom derabne, even legavi dechiyuv, of refunding money that turned out to be null and void, a transaction. They turn out the way. So, in other words, so the Ksiv says, what's the pshat in the Gemara? So the Gemara says as follows. Atay yipota romer on achomek tani yipota abeim alei akeit steino metinos vitikno genesach. Amre, vichivin dechitov alei kamon bidine. Suppose the transaction becomes invalidated. Let's say the Sheva Vase turns out to be a sick Sheva Vase. So then it's null and void. So then the Likeach Levi is entitled to demand a refund. So he'll demand a refund. He'll call him to the Torah. So then Reuven will say, no, I don't have to refund to you. Because Kom the Rabbi, at the time when I became a Chuyev to refund it to you, so when I was aching the team, no, so I became a Chuyev Mise. So come the Rabbi. Vichiven the Chitav Rekam Bedin Ele Amrin Lizrushlim Chayv in Afshish Kom the Rabbi Mechir Na Melav Mechir. So the Ksei, the Tumim, the Ksei, they explain it. What does it mean? In order that Kesef should be Kene, it has to be Kesef Achiza. So it has to be done in such a way that in case the transaction, the Mechire, is brought all, he should be Mechuyev to be refund. But if the transaction takes place under such circumstances that even when it's invalidated, he doesn't have to refund it, it's not Kesef Achizah. If it's not Kesef Achizah, it cannot be Kesef Kinyan. in order that kesef should be kesef kinyan, it has to be reversible. Kesef achiza means it has to be reversible. What reversible in what sense? In case it becomes invalidated, you have to refund back. But if you don't have to refund back, even it becomes invalidated, it's not a chlip of the shevase. It has to be a kesef achiza, it has to be a reversible. And here it's not reversible. וחיים דחית אבל כמה בדין אלה אמרים לזה לשלים ומחי מנפשי הוא מחיר אינם אליו מחיר אלו אמר אף פעם באים אלי זריג נביסך לך צעירי ותקנה לי בני וסך in other words not with כסף when the kinyan is for חוצר in other words he wants to sell him of course and the money will be paid after Shabbos so but he has to be kinyan alei he has to be kinyan the shevase So he tells Ruven, throw the share and say, Ruven stands in the Rosh Hashanah, and he stands in the courtyard or in his house, through the window, he says to him, you throw the share and say into my courtyard. And then the moment it comes into my courtyard, I'll be kene for chotza. For chotza. So the ganef is ever an aver of meitzim Rosh Hashanah, zerek Rosh Hashanah, So the time of the kinyan of the shevase, so then the ganef becomes at the time of he sells the shevase, he gives away the shevase to Levi. He's mechuyev mis mitzazirik mishusarav mishayoch. So it's common rabbi, but in order to apply the halacha of common rabbi, it has to be bidne bivasachas. So here too, when is the kine? Even before it falls down into the ground. Let's say he throws it from a certain height. Then it reaches, let's say, 10 feet above the ground. So when is the lady king at the shevase? The moment it comes into the upper of the chotza. Even before it falls to the ground. But when does it become chulin? He said, Anoch. When it falls to the ground, unless we say like the Bachive, that Kluto Pinishon Chatami. So the moment it comes cold in the avir, it's considered as if it had reached the ground, then it's bidne. But according to Rabbanu of Rabbachive, that we don't say Kluto Pinishon Chatami. So the moment when is the Anocha take place, when it falls to the ground, but when does the Kinyan take place? When it reaches the avir, there might be 30 seconds intervening between the time it reaches the avir, 10 feet. Above the ground, and the time it falls to the ground, it reaches the ground. So it's not being, but only according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the Vasachas. It's simultaneous, mamash. Kiman Rabbi Akiva, the Makluk Mishukhadam, did the Rabbanon, it's not being, Kim Dimatil Chotzabesi Kone, Lin Shabbos, Lin Mechayev, Adimatil Ar. So again, so why is it Potter? So the Gemara says, Beimel, Tiknil, Ignivisecho, Achetanuach. Achetanuach. In other words, when the Levi, the Likeach says, I don't want to acquire a title until it falls to the ground, even though Chasir Shalom Kene, the moment it arrives in the Avia, but if he stipulates he should be Kene a few minutes later, so he is only Kene a few minutes later. When it comes to the ground, then he's Chayav Misa, then it's Danoche. So he may his bid. Ovomar Leilam Kerom Bachom. That he said to him, "Akeis lechoteino mitinosi itmosa." But then the Gemara is the kashe; it's not kesef achaisa. So Rava says it is kesef achaisa. Rava malulam kome ba'chome is the nosroteira v'afilu ba'alimei. Now there is aloche of esnan that is possible misbeach esnan. What does esnan mean? If the beyal promises the zene for the beer. He promises her a se, let's say, and then he gives her a se geheime as compensation for the beer. So then it's possible mizbeach. It's possible mizbeach. Now we see from this Gemara that Esnan is not just a mitzias of Esnan. Esnan is a chayit, even though, I mean, it's a terror avera that he does, but he's mechuyef to pay. In other words, the Zeyne, he has the Zeyne to submit to him, to Znus, Mimele is Mechuyev to pay. And if he doesn't pay, he's like somebody who doesn't pay a worker. It's a Chiyuv, because after all, she agreed, he promised her. She did a terrible thing, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have to pay her. The law is in this country, in all the countries, that if a person makes a contract for something that is illegal, he doesn't have to pay. But that's not Alfred, it's nothing to do. I mean the biggest avera. If the Zayna is his own mother and he seduced his own mother, she should submit to him. And then he promised her a say. And then that say is Pesel Mizbeach. Why? Because it's not a gift. Had it been a gift, it wouldn't be Pesel Mizbeach. If somebody gives a gift to his Zayna, it's Pesel Mizbeach. The character of the Zayna, of the person who gets the gift, is not important. Only when he's mechuyev to give it to her, then he's special mizbeach. Now, since there is exodus hakosuf that esnan zayne is special mizbeach, and the Torah is not mechalek who the zayne is, even if the zayne is the mother, but when one is born, his mother is chayv skila, and still it's special mizbeach. So the question is, but from the rabbi, if it's from the rabbi, so it's not mechuyev. So what do we see from that? That Komun Rabne is only true of Chiyuv b'diodom, but b'dishamayim is mechuyev. Mele if tofas is lo matkin mele. So Rashi says here in Aseres HaPeyalim. The main, primarily Rashi says everything in Aseres HaPeyalim, not here. But in Aseres HaPeyalim he says, y tofas lo matkin mele. Here he only says that there is a chiyuv b'nishamayim, but Nasiras Apel in the Tzadik Aleph, he says, "I tofas lo matkin mele." So mele, there is a real chiyuv. So mele, that's why it's special mizbeach, because there is a chiyuv. Briefly, the Gemara here says that Kom Rabne is only ptur of the Nodom, but it's not ptur of the Nishamayim. Now, Esnano solteiro v'afil ba'alimi v'itov le kamen b'dine mi amrino le kum havlo esnan el afil gav d'chiv tov le b'dine lo amrino li zil havlo kib d'chi yoiv lo habe esnan hochen ame afil gav d'in tashlumi mi tov le b'dine kamon le amrino zil shlim afil hoche kib di kumatna li b'oche hab mechir itis kesev achize. What does kesev achize mean? That in case the transaction becomes invalidated, so then the mayor will be obligated to refund the money that he received for the shevase to the lekeach. He is mechuyev, but yes, no, he's not mechuyev because he's been option. He became mechuyev misa at that time. True, so Bezdin will not be able to have an attachment on his property, but b'dinei shamayim will be mechuyev, and if he doesn't pay, he'll be a gazlan, and if the lekeach will grab it from him, so lo maftin menei, so no it is kesef achiz. Now the Rashi. Esna no sotia lo avu bishami yurochol neda, afil dalim el no sonet leder esna no osa, ve afo ga de yad lo nei, is the whole of it of the bidin ele ambrin le kim litno yed amishai vinafshiu, bo bini shem afil hoche, ki yoiv lo chay la ro yisar esna no chename. Rashi in the Metzia, the Gemara bom Metzia here, the more Mitzir. Rashi, oh, here is the Mitzir. Yes, I'm sorry. He's much more elaborate. After the Caliph. Sing them all. God Omar, Esenos of Tadik, Aleph and Aleph. Esenos of Tiyah Lachul Balim. So Rashi says, Rashi says, Rova maresnum sotia afu ba'alimei, vino sanot lo be'esnan, esnan uro sali korben desnan stomexit, lo ishnime velo ishne pnuye, vi afu gadita vabidine kamon, ten li esnan ilim chavim olei, do komo mi rabnei, ki adin olei esnanu, al mapu mo kemise name, romo tashlumu alei eshin ki echlon shi vishtayim, avu yishamayim li yotra ki yishalein, Dili Romet Ashlumu Alei Ki Yadin Lei Miyad Esnan Ma Tomu Baalmu Yer Lo Viga Yes, Tomu Razmas. Oh, then he says, In Ame Yi Tovas Lui Mafkimun Kach Shemaitim Pmei Razo. So that's the Shite of most Rishenim. But it's not the Sochi Dovakashut. It's not the Sochi Dovakashut. Menschen, die mehrere Menschen, die nehmen auf Chachmi Svorat, der Deher in Adashit. Kodim zu Chachmi Ashkenaz, Rashi, Teis, wer soll der Chachmi Ashkenaz und Chachmi Zorfas, so kommen der Rabnei, Sonne, Ptur, Abnei, Odom, und die Schamayim Israel, und die Tofas, die Römer, Kinnimei. Dort, der Chachmi Svorat, Seino, kommen mit der Rabnei, so kodim zu Chachmi Ashkenaz und Chachmi Zorfas, even the case, of Zorak has been thrilled out to save out because Roim Balechose so is potter to pay Tashlumim but it of us we must give it the Chachmis Vart say no they say in the case of Zorak has been thrilled out to save out so even it of us he's must give it there's no chiv he's totally gamma but here Esran is not here but for Bolanime because the chiv of Esran is a different kind of a chiv it's not a risho. What is the mokia for kondram? They have two psukim. One is kidei rishosim mishum risha achas at mechaivei vat mechaivei mishum shtei rishiyes. And then another posik in lo yi osim banegi fish oro viyotzuv lodol. So he has to pay the vlodes to the baal. So in lo yi osim, in other words, if the ishe, if there is no fatality, if the ishe, she doesn't die, so then he has to pay for the vlodis. But if the ishe also dies, so then he doesn't have to pay for the vlodis, because come the rabbi. So we have two psuki, from which we learn out the halacha from the rabbi. One is, kidei rishos, mishim risha achas at mechaivei, vi at mechaivei mishim shtei rishis. And then we have the posik, lo yosin onish yonish, ho yosin lo yonish, lo yonish, risha. So the Chachmei Svarat say the whole halacha from the Rabbanei applies only to an enish, a chiyuv, not his chayvus. That's what the Gemara calls milva aksuv b'teir, like mazik chayvei is a milva aksuv b'teir. But his chayvus, let's say esnan, but that's an agreement. It's an enish. He agreed, the Baal agreed, promised the Nivellas, the Zene, to pay up, so he has to pay. The same way as when you buy merchandise and you agree to pay, let's say, $50 for the commodity, you have to pay. Well, it's an Einesh, it's a Chiyu, it's an Einesh, it's not an Einesh. It's payment, it's a promise. So the whole Aloche, according to Chachmei Svarat, of Kom the Rabnei, which is learned out from the posik of Mishum Risha Achas, or Loyonish, Hoim Yosin, Loyonish, Hoim Yosin, Loyonish. And it's an Amish, but not for his chayus. That's a Milve Shein Oksuv Bateo. What does it mean, Milve Shein Oksuv Bateo? It's not that the Torah imposes upon you a fee of the pay. It's not. You promised it. When you are Mishraif, you borrow money, so you promise to pay back. You buy merchandise, you promise to pay. He said, use the Zayn, and he promised that to pay. Some of them has to pay, but it was Mishraif. So it's not a Risha. So the Aloch of the Rabbanei doesn't apply. According to Rashi and Teisves, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Tzofas, so the Aloch of the Rabbanei applies even to a Chiyuv of Mishraifis. But why is Esner also Tira for Borime? Because the Nishamayim is Mechuyev. So even in the case of Zorak Chesmet 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 saved Dalet because of Rambala Chosei, he's also Mechuyev Nishamayim and Nitavas Lematimine. According to Chachmei Svarat, so when it's a Chiyuv of Risha like Zorak Chesmet Chesmet Dalet, he saved Dalet because of Rambala Chosei, then he's Potter in Nishamayim. And the Tafas Machinimene. But Esna Sotira for Boalime because it's not a Chiv of Risho. It's a Chiv of Ischaires. And a case retained on it in Esai, so it's also Ischaires. That's to pay the money, the purchase price of the money. But most Rishonim hold that there is, that the whole Aloch of Kom the Rabbana is only a Ptom Dinyotom. But Nechoshmaim is Nechoyev, so merely Tafas Machinimene. Now the Yerei, Habibayla mentions here, the Yerei in Simen Rei Zayin, what does the Yerei say? The Yerei has the same kashi. Why does the Gemara have to mention the Pasuk Davro?
Is it an Ashkenazi?
Yerei was a Talmud of Rabbi Natan, yeah. Oh. So the Yerei has the same kashi. Why does the Gemara Davro have to resort to a special pasuk. Olavu la'al Odom, if an Odom kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay keifa. Because olavu la'al Odom, without the pasuk, skom de rabnei. So he says, without the pasuk, so we would apply the aloha of skom de rabnei. Kom de rabnei. So it would put him in the Odom, but bin ishamayim would be in chuyet, and he tof haslim afkin menei. So that's why the Xeris HaKosov tells us, olavu la'al Odom, there is no chuyet altogether, not in ishamayim, and he tof haslim also afkin menei. This is the pshat, this is the reason as to why Rabbi Kveiga mentions Ein Sifirim Ram Simon Rezaim. No, I mentioned many times, Rabbi Kveiga was never interested in showing pkis. That was alien to Rabbi Kveiga's character. So, if Rabbi Kveiga says Ein, he probably means, I'm not sure, but he probably means that there's the pshat in Teisus. Because Teisus says here, why not? So Rabbi Kveiga mentions Ein B'Sifir Yireim, maybe there's the pshat teis, but it's not so explicit. Maybe Rabbi Kveiga wants us to think that according to Yireim is this teretz, or maybe according to Teisves there is another teretz, but it's possible that is the kavanah of Rabbi Kveiga and that is the kavanah of Teis. But there might be another pshat in Teisves. Because of a certain Teisves in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim that of Pesam Bey says, first of all, Rav Nechunya ben Akone Shiti is that Chayovi Krisis also applies, we also, to the Gabi Chayovi Krisis, we also apply the Din of Komdram. The Rabbon of Rav Nechunya Akone Achirik, and we pass on like Rabbon. But according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone, if somebody will throw a chetz on Yom Kippur, mitchilas dalet, we save dalet, the koras eroim balechose is part of Tashmur. Because the Chiyuv Koras in the Leches in Yom Kippur patters in from Tashlum. Then, excuse me just one second, then there is a machlekes between Abai and Rovi. Rovi says that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone, only Koras patters from Tashlum. But Misad Yishamayim is not as chomor as Koras. Abai says that no difference. The according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone, that Koras patters from Tashlum, so Misad Yishamayim also patters from Tashlum. Oh. Now the Gemara says here in Psochim Daf Choftes, Daf Choftes, Omed Aleph, Tani, the Tani, Ho'eichu Chomet Shal Hekdesh B'Muet. No, if somebody eats his nene in Hekdesh, so is Chayev Yikob Mile. What if somebody eats Chomet Shal Hekdesh? Chomet Shal Hekdesh B'Muet. Is more. The Yeshemim, so there are two Averas. First of all, the Avera of being male, Nene Minahek, even if he does it, Shor Kolashon. But if he eats Chometz on Pesach, Chometz Shal Hekdesh, Zetzil Achmeteido, so that's Chometz. So he eats it on Pesach. So besides the Issa Milo of Hekdesh, there is also an Issa of Chometz, of course. Chorus, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, certainly patters from Tashlum. Here we have a machlokes Tanoi. Ho'eichel chomet shel hekdesh b'muad, so Tanoi Kama says more. V'yesh emrim loymar. Man yesh emrim, omar Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, ditanya Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, ho'yeisel shema kippurim ki Shabbos li Tashlumin, ma Shabbos mischai v'nafshe yupota min Tashlumin. So the Yeshemim, you say, Loimoal, why Loimoal? Because it's Rav Nechunya ben Akone. He's Chayiv Kores for Chometz. So Mele, he's Potter of Tashlumim of Mele. Because what's the Tashlumim of Mele? Keren v'chemesh. Besides Korb, Keren v'chemesh. So that's Tashlumim, the Keren v'chemesh is Tashlumim. So Mele, kompitzat kom dram ne is bot kese es kash ach gab nu khim na kon ach gab de hoche bishe ka mit ikton mo al de loy mo because we may eat there is no mile. Only the maze there is malchus, but no mile. So mile is only b'sheik. So it deals here b'sheik. So the question is, how can Rav Nachman ben Akona say that in view of the fact that he's high, of course, for eating chomes and pesach, so he's part of Karen v'chaimesh, but he's a sheik, so there is no chi, of course. The answer is like Tanu v'cheske. So from this basis, we say that according to Tanu v'cheske, that chayav misses bezin sheikin are part of tashlumim. So the same aloha applies according to Rav Nachman ben Akona ligabe chayav v'chisse sheik. It's not the Raposha Dari, Shini Machelik. But that's the issue. Rav Nachman Yafak Abdu Hoche B'Sheik, Meliktone Moal, Dere Moal, Mikol Mokim Kainu Lanki Cheski, Doma Chayim, Mishik Yim Turim Dashun. Vradin Kores Rav Nachman, Hik Shel Rivo, Amai Pturi, Hoche Mikol Mile, Mishim Nikom De Rabnei, Ho Oma. No, I'm not really interested in that Kashi. I'm interested in the previous thesis. Man Yishemim, there are two Dibar Maskels. Man Yishemim, Rav Nachman, Teimel Riv, Liman, Diman Yali Fosinos in Brishlan Nairis, Visli Misri Shemaim Potamet Ashlumin, Rav Nachman, that's Abaye, Imkin Rebbe, Domari Kama. He's the Bimile Bimise, Amai Pota Koros in Tashlumin, Vahal Gav the Baalme Peta Misim Tashlumin, Hochali Pota, the Golden Record, the Bishay Chayef, Vadin Koros, Afal Gav the Korosu, the Mazik, Bishay Chayef. So he has a cash, a cold in Tabai. There's a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rebbe as to whether his bimile is only chayav malchus. So that's what Rabbanan say. But Rebbe says his bimile is not only chayav malchus; it's chayav misri shemayim also. So according to Rebbe, that his bimile is chayav misri shemayim, and if we combine it with Abaye, who says that according to Rabbi Chum Nakane, that chayav krisis is part of Tashlumim, Misri Shemayim also part of Tashlumim. And according to Tan Vecheske, that chayav Misri Sheyigin is part of Tashlumim, so according to Abaye, according to Rebbe, so according to Abaye, chayav Misri Shemayim Sheyigin is also part of Tashlumim. And according to Rebbe, that his Dimile is Misri Shemayim, so Shoda Dimile is chayav Misri Shemayim Sheyigin. Chayav Misri Shemayim Sheyigin, according to Abaye, so then we have a kasha. How does the Torah Mechayev Keren V'Chemish by Moal B'Sheyeg, they should be potam Tzatkom Rabnei? So obviously there is a special Zosakosov that the din of Kom Rabnei does not apply to Mila. So Mimele, even when in addition to the Chiyuv Misri Shemayim we have a Chiyuv Kores, it shouldn't potam from Tashlumim either, because we always have the kasha the should become the Ramni. But the Torah says that the male Bishayik has to pay Kyan Khemesh, so it's exhaust. The Aloch of Kom Ramni does not apply to Mila Bishayik. So it doesn't apply to Mila Bishayik in the regular case where there is only a few Mishamayim, so it shouldn't apply even to the case of a Echel Tchumas. Chometz Hegdesh B'Sheik, because there is a Sakosu doesn't apply, that's the discussion.
Even according to Rabbi Nechunya?
According to Rabbi Nechunya. So, Teimel Ril, demand the Aleph, L'osim osim rishol nairas, V'islim isim shemayim patim tashlumim, L'Rab Nechunya imkin Rebbe d'amore kamon izim mila b'mise, amai peta koras tashlumim, v'af agad d'baum peta misim tashlumim, hocha li pota di gol on krod, b'sheik chayev, v'ad in koras, av agad di korasu, b'meizim b'sheik yishayev, v'imari, di b'mise di gol on krod li patre, hocha mi tashlumim, gole b'gole, b'koras li gole li gole. The general rule is there is a din of Kom Rabnei. But here we have a special Zeus HaKosov. Ligabe Mule B'Sheyeg, that the Chiyuv Misri Shemayim does not pata. But in this case we have two Chiyuvim. Chiyuv Misri Shemayim, Mitzat Mule B'Hegdesh, and Kores Mitzat Chometz B'Pesach. So the Zeus HaKosov only applies to a case where we have the Chiyuv Misri Shemayim. But here we have, in addition, a Chiyuv Kores. We have no Zeus HaKosov. So Mule Kom Rabnei applies. Very simple terms. Vim Tema. Vom ali kamo no ichel Thomas Chomes b'pesa b'sheyik mishalem kerem v'chemesh. That if somebody eats Thomas Chomes b'pesa b'sheyik, so is mishalem kerem v'chemesh. One second. Umuk min ole ikrem nechum yakone. And the Gemara applies it even according to Machon Yakon. V'apil hochem chayv v'tashlumim. Mechshum deheche, deheche. So what's the pshat? Why according to Machon Yakon do we say that toheche v'tchumas chomis v'pesam v'sheik m'sham k'yam v'chemish? After all, there is a chiyuv kores. So Mamili should patter him from the chiyuv of k'yam v'chemish v'ayich v'tchumo. There is a chiyuv of Karen v'chemish by male b'hekdesh, and there is a chiyuv of Karen v'chemish by zar she'ochol tumo. But the question is, according to Chumash Ba'akone, he should be potter because of Kom Ravne. So Tesis assumed at first the pshat is because we have a gezer sakos. We have a gezer sakos. In other words, because ha'ichot v'haine mishum diheich mishum diheich edloi mifta. Mitashlum mishum chiyuv misedi tzrume hochename le mifta mishum kore shel chametz. Now, so Tesis assumed that this gemore goes alibeda by who says that according to Ramchun Ba'akone, so Mishmaim also pardon Sashlum. So then we have a Tashi. Every time that it's a Zah, it's Trumo, the Torah says yes to Pichayim Chimesh. Why should he Pichayim Chimesh? The Chiyuv Mishid Shemaim for Zah Shachot Trumo should pattern. But the Torah says yes to pay. So it's the Zosakosuv that Ligabe Echot Trumo, the Din of Kom V'Rabne, doesn't apply. So Mele, even when it's coupled with the Chiyuv Kores, it doesn't apply either. So here we should also say, so he's Masik, and this is that the Zosakosuv by Mele Behegdesh only tells us that the Chiyuv Mishishamayim doesn't patter. But if there is a Chiyuv Kores in addition, then it does patter. But over there we see that Ligabi Trumo, that the Zosakosuv that tells us that one second please, that the Chiyuv Mishishamayim doesn't patter of the Chiyuv Karen V'Chemish by Zar Shochel Trumo implies also that even the Chiyuv Kores doesn't patter. Now Stasis says, Veimari, so Stasis mentions the big Chiddush. Veimari di tashlumei trumo machmas kaporehim, ki di muchav misachas trumes, di tnan im rotso ki in limchei lin yoche limchei, vi chidn di kaporehu in kores petrei, mishum kom lim lirabne. So Stasis mentions Chiddush. That by trumo, the whole aloch of kom lirabne is not shayach. Because the whole mechayev of Karen V'Chemish by Zar Shochel Trumo is kapor. And the raya is that the Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Vov Mishnah Aleph says that even if he can, his meichel, he still has to pay Karen Chemish. Furthermore, the halacha is ho'echel Trumas atzmo. Sometimes his zar can own Truma. Let's say he tzavi imei, he yarshened it from a vi imei Yisrael. In other words, let's say he's his zar, but his mother was a baske, and she married Isaac. Now the son of that woman is Isaac. And then the mother died. She asked it from her father, and then the mother died, and she didn't have. And the mother died, and Mimele, the son Yashin, but he's Isaac. So he's the Baal. And he ate the tumor. So he has to pay. Karen the Chemish, to whom does he pay? To any Karen he chooses. But he has to pay. So it's a raya that is the Mechayev is kapor. It's not the Mishayach to say he's Mechuyev to himself. I mean, to whom is he Mechuyev? To himself he's not Mechuyev. So what is Mechuyev to give any Karen? Any Karen that he chooses. But that Karen is a stranger, it's not his money. So the Mechayev is kapor. It's not really a chiyuv money, it's a chiyuv kapore. So mayor word, the chiyuv is a chiyuv kapore exclusively, there is no din of kondram. That's taste veshi. So that's why the Gemara says, oichu tumas chomet v'pesah b'sheik, mishalim k'yam v'chemesh. And it can accord even with mechunim l'akone. Not because there is a special dos hakosuf. No, because it's kapore. Maybe the pshat and taste is here, is veimarid lafpirche yichlal to lemishta mishkom drabnei because kufre is kapor. There's a machlekes, but we paskin machlekes in Gemara whether kufre kapor or kufre mameinu, we paskin kufre kapor. So that's why kom drabnei doesn't apply. But I don't think that Rabbi Kveiger understood the thesis that way, because Rabbi Kveiger pashtis is, if Rabbi Kveiger says ein bisif yireim l'ram simen rezayin, so he means that there's the pshat, because Kom Ravne is only Ptur Bnei Odom, Mimele, without the Zosakosuf of all of the Odom, במיוחד בלי שמיים, but because of this, a kosov, of all other means, it's probably gamre. So maybe we cannot say it's not ikole. It is ikole, because the ptur is not just, if the ptur had been based upon kom drabne, it would be a chumre. But since it's not based upon kom drabne, it's probably min shamayim, itof hasim afkinim, so it's ikole. So it's ikole, that's all. Why couldn't we understand tasteless in the same way? After all, here is the ri and over there is the ri. So I couldn't explain it, but there is a big difference between the kapore of kefir and the kapore of zar shachutumo. The kufr is kapore, but it's a chi of mommy to the yoshim. The mechayev is kapore. Why is a chayev to the yoshim? Because the Torah wants him to have kapore. But it's a real chi. It's a real chiyuv. In other words, the yorshim can grab. Can grab. Mashein kein by truma, it's not a real chiyuv. The horaye, even moichel truma satzmei, has to give the kerem v'chimish, then he can choose. So, it's not a real chiyuv. He couldn't, a kein couldn't grab from him. Unless, because a bezden, because makne is ashes, it's an afshe. All right, but not with Erez Baldova. Some mele, Tegari in Psochim, Daf Choftes, says Ligabe, the Chiyuv Kerem, the finish by Trumo, where the Alochi is that even Moichil Trumo Satsme has to pay. So it's not a Chiyuv Mami. Yes, that's Kapor.